Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento, and I am so excited for today's episode because we are going to talk about what it really takes to succeed, really as an entrepreneur and in life. I'm so excited to share with you some incredible advice. I'm actually going to drop a quick audio nugget from somebody else in today's episode. I'm excited about it. Let's dive in. So I am fresh off a week of hanging out with one of my favorite human beings on the planet, Nat Harward, who you all know has been a very near and dear guest on this show many, many times. He's also been a guest host in my absence before alongside Nate Bagley. So it was so good to get to spend time with Nat Harward here in Tampa, Florida for the past week. And I thought for sure, I was just like, Nat and I are definitely going to end up recording podcast episodes together. But we have not seen each other in over 2 years. I think that's the longest we've ever gone without hanging out in person. Usually we get together somewhere on this planet, whether it be where we live in Utah and Los Angeles or wherever it is. Usually we get together pretty consistently, but obviously the world has been a little crazy lately, so we were long overdue for a chance to hang out in person again. And it was really refreshing. I think all of us entrepreneurs benefit from hanging out with other entrepreneurs. And particularly with Nat, I always enjoy my time, not only because he's absolutely brilliant, which I firmly believe Nat is one of the greatest business and marketing minds that I know, but the cool thing about Nat is we've actually known each other since 2013. So we've both been entrepreneurs for a long time now, but for, gosh, what is that? 9 years now. For 9 years, Nat and I have not only been on our own journeys, but we've been witnesses to each other's entrepreneurial journeys. And so for us, this trip together really and hanging out together was really a reflection for us of, holy cow, think about what's happened in life and in business over the past 9 years. We've both transitioned in many ways with regards to business. I think that everybody over the span of a 9-year period transitions and grows a ton. And so it was really fun for us to reflect on those 9 years of entrepreneurial growth along the way. And one thing that we were consistently talking about is basically the bigger lessons that we learned as we've matured as entrepreneurs. Because let's face it, 9 years of doing anything, you inevitably get better at that thing. I struggle to believe anyone could do anything for 9 years and not inevitably get better. So Nat and I were really reflecting on what is it that we inherently understand from being in the game for so long that newer entrepreneurs, that wantrepreneurs especially, may not understand. And Nat right away, he was very quick on the trigger where we were talking about newer entrepreneurs think things are going to be easy and they think that there are shortcuts and they think that there are things that they don't have to do because it's never been easier to look at successful businesses, to get insights into marketing campaigns and advertising strategies and all these different things that bigger, successful, more established businesses and entrepreneurs are doing and think that those pertain to us, wherever we are, especially if you're just starting out. Newer entrepreneurs are spoiled for choice. We, Nat and I, when we started our businesses, I mean, for me, I started my first business, what was it, 14 years ago now. 14 years ago, I didn't have many of the luxuries that people have today. I couldn't just run ads and get traffic to my website within a couple of hours of clicking a few buttons. I had to hustle. And guess what? All of these new options, they give newer entrepreneurs. And yes, you entrepreneurs, I'm calling all of you out, but I'm also calling out us seasoned entrepreneurs because this applies to us. And for me, what I'm about to share with you, what Nat shared with me, just reshaped my thinking about things and really made me refocus and recenter and come back to the truth and a powerful reminder of what it takes to succeed, what it means to succeed. Because when Nat and I were talking about newer entrepreneurs and how easy they think things are going to be, and how with all of these tools and options at their disposal, they think that they have choices. And Nat, right away in this conversation, the first thing he thought of was a press conference that he saw from Alabama football coach Nick Saban. And I'm going to play it for you in just a second, because Nick Saban was asked about, you know, why do some kids succeed at the best football school in the country? Like, let's face it, to perform at Alabama, to play for Alabama, that is the best college football program in the country, playing for one of the greatest college football coaches of all time. And Nick Saban right away told reporters exactly what it takes to succeed. So you know what? I'm going to play that clip directly from him.
You know, these guys sort of don't, they all think they have this illusion of choice. Like, I can do whatever I want to do. And we kind of have a younger generation now that doesn't always get told no. They don't always get told this is exactly how you need to do it. So they have this illusion that they have all these choices. But the fact of the matter is if you want to be good, you really don't have a lot of choices, because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals. And all these guys that think they have a lot of choices are really, you know, sort of sadly mistaken.
So that clip from Nick Saban that you just heard, it framed so much of what Nat and I talked about. And when we were going backwards in our own entrepreneurial journeys, we talked about the stuff that we had to do that newer entrepreneurs think they get to skip. They think that you get to skip all the rejection. They think that just because bigger, successful businesses can click a few buttons and run a few high converting, really optimized ad campaigns, that that's an option for them, but it's not, because the steps that get you there have not changed. Despite all of these, what Nick Saban calls the illusion of choice, despite all these choices that we think we can make, you still need to go through the beginning fundamental building blocks of starting and growing a business. And guess what that means? This is, we're going a little bit into strategy territory, a little bit into mindset and motivation territory in today's episode. But out of the blocks, you only have one goal as an entrepreneur, and that's to go get customers and clients. And I always shake my head when I'm always asked for advice. A lot of newer entrepreneurs come my way. A lot of you podcast listeners email me. A lot of people just in my day-to-day life hit me up and they say, Brian, I really want to start a business. What do I have to do? And I always tell them, it's not pretty, and it's certainly not easy. As I tell them, go talk to 100 people that you know need your products and services and offer it to them. Go do it. And a lot of people say, I know I should probably be talking to them, but like, what if I create a landing page? What if I launch this ad campaign? What if I did this? What if I did that? And then inevitably those things don't work, because those things need to be really dialed in beforehand for you to have a successful ad campaign. And I say, look, you got to do this work. And so often I'm told, yeah, I don't really want to do that. Or I don't want to get good at copywriting. Or I don't want to get good at closing sales. Or I don't want to get good at following up. Or I don't want to get good at doing all of these things. This is too much stuff. I'm just going to do this instead. Well, I'm sorry to break it to you. The things we want to do as entrepreneurs, we've been led to believe that entrepreneurship is the most ultimate choice that we can make. But guess what? It's not. As with all things in life, it takes what it takes. If you are serious about succeeding, you just heard it from Nick Saban. It takes what it takes. And I so frequently point back, I did an episode, I think it was probably years ago at this point, about Colonel Sanders, the guy who started KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. He took his fried chicken recipe to 1,009 restaurants. 1,009 restaurants. He walked into with his fried chicken and he said, hey, I've got the best fried chicken. Here's my recipe. Try it. Let's do this thing. Let's bring this to life. Let's start offering this. Let's start a restaurant together. Let's do it. 1,009 times he was rejected. At any point in that process, Colonel Sanders could have said, I don't want to do this. I got to do something else. It takes what it takes. It took, in his case, 1,009 no's. So if you are sitting there and 10 no's have stopped you, there's no way around it. There is no shortcut. It's one of the earliest quotes that I learned as, gosh, I think I was like 8 or 9 years old when my mom gifted me a quote book that I used to carry around. And the only quote, I mean, that book, it's been gone for so many years, so many decades. I don't remember anything from that book except for one reason. The only quote I do remember is, there are no shortcuts to any places worth going. It takes what it takes. If 10 rejections, 10 no's, 10 things you tried stopped you in your tracks, and you're stopping there and you're saying, hey, there's gotta be an easier way. There's gotta be a different way. There's not. It takes what it takes. Unfortunately, in entrepreneurship, in life, in love, in wealth, in health, it takes what it takes. And a lot of these parts of the entrepreneurial journey are painful. Newsflash. I think that all of us, with regards to all of us creators of business content, marketing content, entrepreneurship content, I think we've let a lot of people down in not acknowledging this fact sooner. I think that we need to spell out, this stuff is hard. It's also why it's so rewarding, but it is difficult. It is testing. It is challenging. So if you're finding yourself saying, I'd rather, you know, I know that I have to go out and talk and pitch my products and services to potential customers and clients, there's no way around that. I'm here telling you that today as a strategy part of today's episode. There's no way around pitching your products and services. You must do it. And if you're listening to this episode saying, Brian, well, I'd rather build a social media following. I'd rather, you know, build my website. I'd rather do all those other things. Cool. I don't care what you'd rather do, because it takes what it takes. Your desires, what you wish to work on, doesn't change what it takes to grow a business. And I think that's the most important message that I want to give you today. And I've heard all the excuses in the books. Look, I've been in this game for 14 years now. For the past 14 years, I've listened to entrepreneurs, to a heck of a lot of wantrepreneurs tell me, here's what I want to work on, here's all my excuses, here's all my other circumstances. I can't tell you the amount of time. So obviously, I'm still relatively young, and a lot of people, especially in my younger years, I mean, I started my first business at 19. I remember in my younger years, a lot of people would say, you don't get it, I've got kids. You don't get it, I've got these life distractions. You don't get it. I've got these responsibilities. Well, guess what? Whatever your circumstances are, whether you've got ADD, whether you've got student loan debt, whether you've got anything, unfortunately, the world doesn't care. It still takes what it takes. There's no other way around it. And some of you will get discouraged from today's episode. Some of you will view this as just cold, hard truth, and you get discouraged from it. But hopefully, you, the entrepreneur to entrepreneur audience, hopefully a lot of you, hopefully most of you, dare I wish all of you would listen to this episode and use it as a reminder in those difficult moments. For me, I love that Nat shared this with me. I love this Nick Saban clip. It's very short. It's what, 45 seconds that I played for you. But when things get hard, which by the way, they inevitably do, and they always do. No matter where you are in your entrepreneurial journey, it will forever be hard. In fact, I'd argue in many cases, it only gets harder. When you're just starting out is the easiest part. You only have one obligation, and that's to go get customers and clients. You don't have any customers and clients to serve. You don't have an audience that's depending on you, that's waiting on you. You're not on the hook for anything. Just go get customers and clients. I think that it only gets harder. And that's why in those hard moments, since Nat shared this with me, to me, it's been the uplifting thing. It's made me realize it takes what it takes. It's been a reminder for me that it doesn't, the world doesn't care about my energy levels. The world doesn't care about how busy I am. The world doesn't care that I'd rather go play tennis instead. There's no way around what it takes. Because quite simply, As Nick Saban said, literally, it takes what it takes. There's no other way around that. So you and I, as entrepreneurs, even if you're still a wantrepreneur, as entrepreneurs, we need to ask ourselves, look, I don't care what I view myself as currently being capable of today, because to succeed, it takes what it takes. So either I will meet that threshold that is set by the universe, that is set by the standards of success in anything. I will exceed my current abilities, my current skill set to do what it takes, or I'm never going to make it. Because ultimately, it takes what it takes. And that's why when we talk about doing your best, sometimes, and I almost hate the fact that I'm saying this, but I feel an obligation to say this to you today. Sometimes your best is not enough. And the world doesn't care because it takes what it takes. And knowing what it takes, if your best isn't enough, you need your best to get better. Because the world will never play by your threshold. The world will never play down to your level. You need to bring your level up. And I know for so many of you who listen to this podcast, you will greatly and excitedly accept that challenge. Because if you're serious about being successful, then it takes what it takes. That's it for me in today's episode. I know this is a hard-hitting one, but hopefully, rather than discouraging you, hopefully it lifts you up, gets you as fired up as it gets me, and hopefully it motivates you to hit that next level, strive for that next level, and recognize that there is always another level to strive for. Go out there, do what it takes, pound that subscribe button, and I'll see you, as always, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.